This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, we invite you to take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's our number, 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Michael.
I'm Laurel.
Coming up, Laurel, you're going to be telling us about GMOs.
I sure am.
Genetically modified organisms, these foods, usually, that is what we're discussing, and people's knowledge or lack thereof on the subject. And so we'll get into that coming up here. Also, green cards are at issue for some people. Some people are worried about getting them. And Michael, you've got some.
I did find a story just before the show about people not signing their kids up for health care because they're afraid they'll get deported.
So we'll talk about that on the way, too. Of course, your calls and thoughts are also welcome. And we've been following the Venezuela situation throughout the last week. And I know some people out there, you know, they don't understand. Like, why are you talking about this? You aren't in Venezuela. And, you know, as we pointed out last night, the lessons here are applicable to anyone in the world because Venezuela is not the only country in the world where there are people who call themselves socialists. And they're just one of the countries where the socialists have really gotten total control over the government there and have run things, you know, directly into the ground.
And one of the important things to note is that things were actually going pretty well in Venezuela before they became socialist.
That's true.
Yeah,
there was
true.
A time. And, of course, it helped that the oil prices were nice and high. And so helped. That created a little buffer for the socialist policies that were being put into place during that time.
The oil money is why Venezuela lasted as long as it did under Maduro and Chavez before him.
Correct. So last night we talked just generally about socialism. Throughout the week we had discussed the kind of standoff that was going on where on Wednesday Nicolas Maduro, who's the current president or the claimed president of the country, that's part of the conflict, is there's two men who are claiming they're now president. Maduro saying to the U.S. diplomats, you got to get out within 72 hours. And Trump called his bluff, said, we're not going anywhere because we don't recognize you as the president. So you don't have the ability to tell us to leave because you're not the real president, is what Trump said. Russia came in and said, well, if the U.S. intervenes militarily, we're going to intervene militarily. So it was becoming, you know, a potential flashpoint for international conflict. And fortunately, Maduro appears to have backed down as of yesterday, as of the 72-hour limit, the supposed deadline, was wiped away, basically. So at this point, he did not... You know, he did not try to arrest the diplomats. He did not go after them or anything. So that situation has simmered down somewhat.
But I tell you, if I were a U.S. diplomat in Venezuela, I'd be asking for a reassignment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a safe place to be,
No. Period.
Whether or not you're a diplomat, it's not safe to be in Venezuela. It's highly dangerous, crime-ridden. There's a lot of, you know, violent crime. You can't own a gun legally to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, good luck. And there are, of course, the government there is corrupt as hell. There's also Maduro's got agents that don't work for the government. He's just got criminal gangs that aren't the government that are on his side. It's a crazy situation. People are hungry. The economy is terrible because of hyperinflation. And amongst all this, what has really put them in the international headlines this week, because there's always some sort of terrible news coming out of Venezuela that, you know, can be talked about. But the reason why they've been leading in the headlines, they're at the top of the Drudge Report tonight, and they have been for the past several days, is because you've got two sides saying, we're the president. So one is Nicolas Maduro, the most recent president, who's now saying he's in his second term. And then the other one is this Juan Guaido, who is saying, I'm now the new president because the National Assembly has selected me, basically, as this interim president until we can have some elections that are not seen by others in the world as a total sham, which is the way lot of the
world election was completely rigged, and nobody really disputes that, even the people who are
Oh, Maduro would dispute
yeah.
it.
Well, Maduro, yeah. The thing is, Maduro is kind of starting to lose his hold because he can't even feed his military anymore.
Well, they're still getting something.
They're still getting some, but it's not...
He did have some... he did have 27 National Guardsmen did defect within the last couple of weeks, and they tried to take over a military outpost. They failed. They were
you need
they
a few more
and that's not the first time some of his military has defected.
That's
there
true.
Was a couple of years ago, a whole unit made a video saying that they were no longer working for the president.
Yep, that's true. And in fact, there was last night there was news at the end of the night during our show that their attaché, the military attaché in D.C., has now flipped sides to join Guaido as his, you know, leader or whatever.
Guaido is offering amnesty to any military who come over
to his side.
That's a good plan.
Also, and they froze $1.8 billion or some billion plus dollars worth of gold.
Gold in the UK.
Right.
So they've been trying to, Maduro's been trying to get out of the UK for several weeks now.
Yeah, they said, nope, we're not giving it to you. So it's a very interesting situation. It's, you know, outrageous in so many ways. And it's something that, I mean, just internationally it's significant, but it's also significant because socialism can and is happening here in the United States, and it can and is happening in to a variety of levels in different countries around the world. So it's important to look and see, you know, why it is that it's a failure and how it is that every single time it's tried, it's been an abject failure because it involves the use of coercive force. And every time you use coercive force to achieve your goals, you will always create unintended consequences. You can predict what the unintended consequences are, so it's not, they're not unpredictable consequences. They're not intended.
And the thing that really keeps me up at night with this is, why do people keep falling for socialism? It's not like we don't have enough history now to know that it's impossible.
Well, because they look at places like Denmark and they say, well, that's close enough, and it
but
works
it's not
there, right?
Fabulous, though.
Yeah, it's, as we've talked about recently, Foundation for Economic Education, I believe, have
a really
good piece about
that. They even announced they're not a socialist country.
Did they really? Well, of course, they have forced wealth redistribution programs. I mean, you could say that those are vestiges of socialism, but they don't, they're not socialist in that they don't have state-owned, state-operated industry,
right?
And that helps with, you know, having a healthy economy when the state's not running all of your businesses into the ground, which is, of course, part of what happened in Venezuela. Here's the latest out of Venezuela from Reuters, reporting out of Caracas, where Nicolas Maduro oversaw a display of the army's Russian hardware on Sunday with anti-aircraft flags and tank rounds pounding a hillside to show military force and loyalty in the face of an international ultimatum for new elections.
Those guys are getting the rations.
The military?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and of course, what he's doing here is he's trotting out his buddy's hardware, right? Because Russia is on the side of Maduro. You know, they're one of the few countries that has said that Maduro is a legitimate president, that the elections weren't a sham, and we support Maduro, is what the Russian government has been saying. So, well, we better bring out the Russian military hardware they provided and shoot off some rounds and make a big show of how happy we are to have Russia on our side, is basically, you know, this is just a political event. Maduro, who's 56, is confronting an unprecedented challenge to his authority after Juan Guaido from the opposition, who is, by the way, also a socialist, declared himself interim president, citing a fraudulent election. Guaido's won wide international support. The United States, many Latin American nations, I think France and Germany and the UK recently weighed in on this.
Pretty much everywhere in South America except for Bolivia.
On Sunday, Israel joined the countries backing the 35-year-old leader, and Donald Trump's administration
he's young.
Said it had accepted, and he kind of came out of nowhere, basically. Uh-huh. So, I mean, he's been around, but he wasn't like, you know, the right-hand man to Maduro or anything like that.
Right.
Venezuela opposition figure Carlos Alfredo Vecchio is the country's diplomatic representative in the United States. Early on Sunday, alongside Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino, Maduro watched a platoon of soldiers release volleys of rocket-propelled grenades, machine gun, anti-aircraft fire, and tank rounds at hillside targets, the Russian ordnance kicking up clouds of dust at the fort of Farmake, the armored vehicle base.
You know what? I bet that the opposition inevitably had to be somebody very young, because Maduro would have identified anybody who'd been known before that and would have already taken care of them.
Yeah. He has been known to imprison his political opponents. And, of course, this young gentleman is rightfully concerned that he's going to be snatched up in the middle of the
night.
Oh,
yeah.
There's more coming up here in moments. Is Maduro, you know, is he in the desperate last days of his administration, or is this going to keep on going? It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dynovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite .com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
I was not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program, and we're giving you the latest on what's going on in Venezuela, which is just an absolutely fascinating train wreck. You know, that's for me the fascination of being able to explain to people what went wrong in Venezuela, what continues to be wrong in Venezuela, and how, you know, you can we can benefit from learning about this and coming to understand that. I think it's interesting. In the same way that we followed North Korea for many years on Free Talk Live, these are two of the most oppressive regimes on the planet. And what do you know? They're both communist/socialist regimes, two of the most successful, if you will. And by successful, I mean to have a total socialist or communist run government rather than a mixed government or whatever.
Yeah, they got closest to the communist ideal.
Yeah, and you were talking, Michael, about how Maduro doesn't even have enough food to feed his military.
That's what I read about 2 days ago in the news.
And that they'll need to get some sort of rations in from the Russians or something like that in order to keep this going, which reminded me of what happened with North Korea, where back in the 1990s, the communist system completely failed to provide food for
and North Korea had a famine.
They sure did.
They got food from practically every country, including the U.S.
Well, they were declining food from a lot of countries because they thought that it was some sort of plot to make for Americans to make their way into North Korea and change people's minds. So they actually declined food from other countries.
Ooh, I hadn't heard that one.
And right now in North Korea, there is forever a generation of North Koreans who are several inches shorter.
Because
of malnutrition during the critical period of their childhood.
So, and finally in North Korea, of course, they started to look the other way. Kim Jong-un, and I think to some extent his father before him, but definitely during Kim Jong-un, the current supreme leader or whatever they call him, they're kind of looking the other way on the black markets. Basically like, okay, well, we know people need to eat, so let's just let them get it through the black market.
Yeah.
We just won't say anything. In fact, we're probably going to buy from it too. You know, that kind of
also
thing.
Also known as capitalism.
Yeah.
The thing that dictators kind of learned in the 20th century is that it's really a bad idea to kill millions of people.
Did they learn that?
No,
I'm not sure they've learned that.
Well, they're not killing millions of people anymore. Now they're killing thousands of people.
So, I mean, it's crazy, and we're laughing about it, but that's all we can do, because it is just absolutely absurd and just tragic what's happening in these places. So, you know, we're seeing some good news coming out of North Korea over the last few years. It's a slow trickle of good news. It's not, you know, something to be heralded from the rooftops or, you know, great news, but, you know, the hearing that they're looking the other way on market activity is a step in the right direction.
It is. The Korean War might be over soon.
Hearing that the war possibly could be over, and looking that it's Donald Trump who actually is helping to broker that peace is really amazing.
Huge surprise.
Yeah.
Huge.
Huge. One of the aspects of sort of looking the other way with the black market is it still enables the government to swoop in and arrest anybody at any time if everybody is participating in a market that's illegal. It does give them that power to arrest anybody.
Right.
Not that they would need an excuse, I suppose.
Yeah. Not that they would need an excuse, but they have one.
Yeah.
So, and we'll continue to follow the North Korean situation, but there's definitely some parallels between North Korea and over in Venezuela. So let's continue here. This is the story from Reuters on what's been going on. They're pointing out that Maduro's bringing out the tanks. He's bringing out the Russian military hardware that he's got. He's got a show of force. He wants everybody in the world to know he's still in charge of the military, because that was one of the things that came out earlier this week, was military commanders had come out with a statement of solidarity saying, we are behind Maduro, which is, of course, what
they're
still
getting the best food.
Yeah, that's true. Their families are likely the ones who are being fed the most in Venezuela. And, of course, if you're in the military, you can't come out and say you're in favor of anyone else. So they were under orders to, you know, show their allegiance to Maduro. And he's trotting out all the military equipment and putting on a show for the news cameras. Maduro said the display showed the world he has the backing of the military and that Venezuela's armed forces were ready to defend the country.
Against whom?
Well, presumably the United States.
All right.
Maduro says Guaido is the competitor, the one who's also claimed to be president, is taking part in a coup directed by Trump's hardline policy advisors, who include Cold War veterans John Bolton and Elliot Abrams. Maduro said, quote, nobody respects the weak, cowards, traitors. In this world, what's respected is the brave, the courageous, power. And he's right about that. And he's probably also right that Trump, to some extent, is behind this challenger, right? I mean, we know that Trump publicly is behind the challenger. There's a good chance the CIA is also involved,
Normally, didn't come out of nowhere without some help.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm against that. I'm against the United States interfering in the affairs of other countries.
Sure,
but the people are starving to death. It's really bad.
That was my point. I don't really care that much what governments do to each other, but the thing is, you've got millions of people caught in the middle.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
If the U.S. actually is going in there and interfering, if it brings some relief to those people, I might look the other way.
Well, again, the problem here is you've got the devil you know, Maduro, mm-hmm. versus this other guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, this other guy would also like to be in charge of Venezuela, and is he going to be as bad as Maduro?
Will he be better or worse? I don't know. I don't
he's
know.
He's a socialist.
Or even if he's less bad but still bad, then he's the bad guy we put in.
Right. So, I mean, from a libertarian perspective, we shouldn't be involved. The U.S. government.
That's a good point, because the U.S. has put a lot of bad people
in power.
Right.
So there's a good chance this person has some kind of influence by the U.S. government, CIA. There's CIA funding, you know, behind him. Who knows what all is going on in the background? Because obviously the U.S. wants a friendly puppet, you know, somebody mm-hmm. that they can have on their payroll or manipulate in a place like that, especially in an oil rich country like Venezuela. And if they can accomplish it without rolling in a tank, that's obviously the way to do it. That's not just because I'm against military or U.S. meddling in other countries doesn't mean I'm against the individual being able to support one side or another. So I think that if you, the individual, say, well, I'm against Maduro and I want to help, you know, Guaido and his side, then send a donation. You know, send something down there. If you send a dollar to those folks, they would be super happy.
I think Maduro would take it. How are you supposed to get the money to them?
I would just mail it to them.
You know, I've seen people in...
you can do Bitcoin. Maybe Bitcoin.
But this is a good example of the U.S. government in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. Mm. Because if the United States meddles and then gets this guy in power and then he does bad things...
It turns out to be worse or as bad.
Or even less bad, but still bad.
Yeah.
Then, okay, so we shouldn't have done that. But what? So we should stand by and do nothing while millions of people starve? Because we would be blamed...
Yes, the United States government should do nothing. That's what a non-interventionist foreign policy is all about.
But the United States would still be criticized for doing nothing.
It's okay. They're going to criticize you for everything. But you don't have to do nothing as an individual. You can gather together Red Cross or whoever it is, whatever charities are down there, donate to charities to feed people, you know, donate to bring food into Venezuela. Of course, if it gets confiscated by the government, then there's a problem there.
I have heard that Maduro is seizing food aid that has been done.
That wouldn't surprise me. So it's not necessarily an easy situation to deal with. But just because I'm against the government being involved doesn't mean I'm against individuals taking action. You could go down there and, you know, get involved. It's a crazy risk. But, you know, different people should be able to take different levels of involvement. You know, go down and volunteer for Guaido or whatever, you know.
Sounds a little dangerous.
Yeah, well, or just give some Bitcoin. 855-450-FREE.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says a national emergency to build the border wall or another government shutdown are still possibilities on the table. As hundreds of thousands of federal workers start back to work after a month of worry, the White House is reminding everyone this is only a 3-week timeout in an unresolved dispute over border wall money. and that could mean they will be off work again in mid-February. Mulvaney was on Fox News Sunday.
I don't think any president of any party who's doing his or her job would be doing the job properly if they took anything off the table.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins was not so sure. She was on CBS's Face the Nation.
Shutdowns are never good policy, ever.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you can join us right here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you qualify to use liberty.menu. It's a tool for the libertarian community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. So whether you are a business person, a content creator, an events coordinator, there are listings designed for you over at liberty.menu. It helps other liberty-minded folks find what it is that you do, and you get to find what other people do as well. It's like a map-based site, and it looks very nice. It's very easy to use, and it's free, so you can add yourself to the map over there, and you can do more than one entry for the different things that you're involved in over at liberty.menu. Again, totally free. You can also use code FTL, and you'll get a special listener badge on your user profile. That's liberty.menu. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Michael.
I'm Laurel.
We've been talking about the latest out of Venezuela between the fighting sides, two different men claiming to be president of the country. You've got Nicolas Maduro, the previous president, who's claiming he's in for a second term, and the Supreme Court is backing his statement on that in Venezuela, whereas the National Assembly, which is opposition-controlled, is saying, nope, not Maduro, it's this guy over here, Guaido. He's Juan Guaido is the current president, he's the interim president, and that's what they are going to be recognizing. Countries from around the world have been weighing in on who they are recognizing, and a large number of them are weighing in on the side of Guaido. So what's the latest? Maduro rolls out some of the Russian military hardware he's got and is doing a little show of force. He says, quote, "Nobody respects the weak. Cowards. Traitors. In this world, what's respected is the brave, the courageous power," he said. He then said further, quote, "Nobody should even think of stepping on this sacred soil. Venezuela wants peace, and to guarantee peace, we have to be prepared. He said from February 5th, or 10th through the 15th, the military is planning larger exercises that Maduro described as the, quote, most important in the history of Venezuela. Sounds an awful lot like what you see in North Korea, right, where they got the military parades and the marching, you know, all the rolling the missile launchers through the streets, you know,
that's what this looks like, yeah. Except they don't usually fire that many of them in North Korea.
No, that's true. They don't have enough.
His rhetoric sounds like any military leader.
Sure.
Yeah, not just a communist
any dictator.
Exactly. Yeah.
The show of force was accompanied by a government publicity campaign online based on the slogan, get this, always loyal, never a traitor. It's pretty clear what they're doing here, right?
Yep.
They're saying, you're either with us or against us. Kind of like the old George Bush phrase from, you know, a decade ago. If you're not
or you're with the terrorists.
That's right. If you're not with Maduro, you must be a traitor. Is the suggestion here. Following a high-profile defection by the country's top military diplomat in the United States on Saturday, and that was the breaking news that we had last night on this situation, was the military attaché from Venezuela who's based out of D.C. He's flipped, but it's safe for him to flip because he's in D.C., right? Mm-hmm. So he doesn't have the secret police of Venezuela breathing down his neck because he's in Caracas. He's in D.C., so he, in the safety of his, you know, Washington, D.C. apartment or wherever it is he is.
I would not be surprised if the whole Venezuelan embassy in D.C. has flipped.
Good point.
I wouldn't criticize him for doing that, though. That's just being smart. Like, I think I'll wait till I'm safe.
Yeah, no, I'm not criticizing him. It's just an observation.
Yeah.
Like, he probably wouldn't have done that if he were still in Venezuela, and that's why you've got all these military generals who are saying they're on Maduro's side, because they don't want to be
not
thrown
openly
in the ring.
Anyway.
Yeah, they don't want to get their life taken from them in some sort of show of force. If he's going to show a force with military hardware, there's no reason why he wouldn't take some traitors out and put bullets in their heads next, you know, on video. Because he's desperate. You know, he's literally got a good chunk of the world basically hovering outside of his gates saying, we want to do something about this. They haven't, you know, no one has made a military incursion in there yet, thank goodness, because that's not going to be good for anybody.
Not just the rest of the world, but even his own people.
Correct. Yeah, there's a huge schism within the country.
I think if an opportunity opens, he's out of there.
Well, that's the question is, you know, where does that happen? How does that opportunity, you know, become real?
That's true.
Because it usually has to do with, you know, when it comes to deposing dictators, frequently it's the military that does the deposing,
uh-huh.
Right?
Somebody close to him.
Yeah, somebody flips or enough people flip at the same time to flip on him, close to him, get his body, and put him out of the country or kill him or whatever it is that
I'll be a little surprised if Maduro lasts another week without one of his military generals putting a bullet in his head.
You think so? Because he's made it pretty long so far. I mean, with mass hunger in the country.
Somebody in there close to him has got to be unhappy about everything he's done.
You know, I got to say, this would be an argument for non-intervention by the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's really as bad as we say it is, then
somebody will take care of it
internally.
Yeah, it will happen eventually. It's just, it's frustrating to watch how long it takes.
I mean, it's been a long time.
Go hungry, to watch babies go without medicine. I mean, it's a hard thing from the outside to watch. And we don't even know half of it. You know, we only know what we're being told by the media that's down there reporting.
Mm-hmm.
It's likely much worse than the way it seems. But let's go to Matthew. He's on the line in Louisiana. You're welcome to weigh in here with your thoughts on this or anything that's on your mind. Go ahead, Matthew.
Oh, well, first off, good evening. And, Laurel, that was a great video you just put up on your YouTube channel.
Oh, thank you.
What is your YouTube channel? Why don't you plug it?
It is, right now, it's called Laurel. I changed the name of it, so it is called Laurel.
That's the actual, that wasn't taken? Nobody had taken the name?
It's the name of my channel. In order to get to it, you do www.youtube.com/C/Laurel's channel.
Okay, could they just search for Laurel C. Scott or something like that? Or
no.
Laurel. Just Laurel.
It's just Laurel, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Anyway, one of the things I was going to... I heard yesterday you had a couple of callers mention that we were hungry for their oil. Their oil is like tar.
Venezuela.
You can mix it. Yes, you can mix it with lighter oil and refine it. But, you know, we're not especially hungry for their oil. Kind of wish they hadn't seized those three offshore drilling rigs that now the Russians are claiming are theirs. But, yeah, that
happened. Wait, who owned them previously?
Exxon. Well, actually, they were all owned by Transocean. But Exxon was leasing one of them. British Petroleum was leasing one of them. And I believe Chevron was leasing one of them. It could have been Shell. I think it's Chevron.
And when did they? So was Maduro's government that seized them? When did that happen?
I think it was Chavez.
Back in the it was back in the Chavez day.
Oh wow!
Okay. Been a while then.
So they took a hold of them and turned them over to the state-run oil company then.
Right, and now the state-run oil companies turned them over to the Russians because they can't figure out how to make them.
They took them away from people who knew how to run them.
Right. Well, that's the whole.
Didn't know how to run them.
That's the same story for every single business they've nationalized in Venezuela. That's what's happened.
They've all failed, and that's why that's why everyone's starving.
Mm-hmm. It's part of the reason, but yeah.
What's amazing to me is that so Maduro has made these deals with China, which China has some money. And could help Venezuela out as far as helping out the people. China's done squat. He's made these deals with the Russians. The Russians have done squat. So, but these people are just, these allies of Maduro are just content to watch these people suffer and not go up to Maduro and say, hey, buddy, you're doing it wrong. Let's help you out a little bit. I'm just amazed. The best thing, if we did any sort of intervention, just start shipping them crates of MREs and High Points.
Well, the problem is, as was pointed out before, if the government intervenes in the shipment, then you're just giving ammo and food to the government.
Right. So that needless to say, is a weak spot in that particular plan.
Yeah. There's some serious challenges. Do you have more to say, Matthew? If so, you can stand by.
Yeah, sure.
All right. More with Matthew coming up here in Louisiana. Your calls and thoughts also welcome here. Just, doing the best we can to analyze this situation from the outside. And, of course, you're welcome to share your opinions here live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Open phones, as always, at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Sunday edition of the program. You dial toll-free to join us and bring up anything that you want. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free Talk Live AMP program, and listeners like Ryan Johnson, who's a Free Talk Live Silver amplifier. That means that Ryan is contributing $5 per month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is that we will take that $5 in and we'll invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board as well. So if you want to help us out, this is one of the best ways that you can do it. It's a direct way to fund continued expansion of the ideas of peace and liberty and freedom and cryptocurrency and the cool stuff that we talk about here. So please do what Ryan Johnson did. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there. There's a list of all the perks that you get access to, like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials our normal podcast does. There's also the AMP-only Facebook group and more. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC, and we sure do appreciate it. So once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We're back with Matthew in Louisiana. We've been discussing Venezuela and the latest that's coming out of that country with the continuing controversy, the continuing conflict that has been brewing between the so-called opposition and the current dictator slash president, Nicolas Maduro, who's claiming a second term. Matthew, you had more to say, so please go ahead.
Okay. There's one last thing is that about Venezuela, then our exciting news in Louisiana.
Okay.
This guy is not going to go without violence unless the Russians just, or the Chinese just tap him on the shoulder and say, you've got to go. You're going to join the dictator's retirement plan. Who knows? Maybe you can learn how to code. In Southeast Louisiana, offshore, in the deep water, BP has successfully drilled an exploratory well that indicates they've got a field of about a billion barrels.
That sounds like a lot.
That's quite a bit of oil.
Yes. And so all these people saying that Venezuela's got the largest reserves of oil, I'm like, they've got the largest reserves of roofing tar? But not much of that actually is refinable for transportation fuel.
Hmm. Okay.
So, anyway, that's all I have. Y'all have a great night. Ciao.
Hey, thanks,
you
Matthew,
too.
For the call tonight. So basically he was saying that the oil that Venezuela has isn't the prize of the world is the suggestion there. Let's continue. We've got Dan in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, Dan.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Happy Sunday evening.
Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to weigh in on the Venezuela thing. I heard heard you guys talking about really being able to help someone, and where the help is really needed is at the Colombian border. Because for the last 3 years, Colombia has basically been overrun with the, you know, just like human migration in the thousands and hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, refugees, basically. People trying to escape and go somewhere where they can get some rice, get some basic food.
You know, anything that like that. And there's several groups that are down there trying to get some medicine and food and, you know, really try to make a difference to the Venezuelan people. I mean, one of the things they do to make money is they take their currency and they weave mats and different things out of the money because it's totally worthless.
Yeah, that's about all it's good for.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And some of those are you know, they're quite nice, you know, but they're doing anything they can just to survive. And, you know, whether we intervene or anyone else intervenes, you know, the real problem there is the complete breakdown of any type of system that allows people to make any money for themselves or to put any kind of organization or corporation together.
Right. You can't own anything, you know, in private without the government coming along and taking it. If you have a company that can somehow succeed in this terrible economy that the government has, you know, ruined in Venezuela, if you start having signs of success, then it's just a matter of time before they swoop in and take it right out from underneath you, like they've done with hundreds of companies.
Which is why Venezuela looks like it does now.
Yeah. Part of the reason.
Nobody in Venezuela is going to try to change that until the government changes. There's no sense in trying to start any kind of industry or anything that's going to succeed when you know that it's going to immediately be taken by the current government that's in power.
Correct.
But if you have listeners and they really want to help, don't go to Venezuela. Go to Colombia. That's where the action is. That's where you can really make.
That's a good.
Now, are
there
organizations down there now that you can name that people can? Because not everyone can get on a plane and go down to Colombia.
It's a good question.
There's several organizations, World Relief, all your basic, you know, organizations that you see helping refugees around the world. They've all. You know, they've kind of concentrated a lot of effort into that area, and they have been for about the last 2 years. It's just not something that you hear in the media, but, you know, and if you're going to send some money somewhere, send it to one of those groups, you know, that are actually making a difference in the people's lives, because the people know, like, even when they get desperate for medicine and stuff, they know if they can cross the bridge into Colombia, they'll at least get some type of assistance.
Right.
I would recommend to everybody that whatever organization you decide to give money to, be sure to research it first, because a lot of organizations, a lot of the money goes towards the administration. You want to be sure that most of the money is going to the people that they're actually trying to help.
Yes. Operation Blessing, believe it or not, does a great job in areas like that. But, I mean, it's your own personal choice, but I do believe it'll change shortly because it's gotten so bad that, you know, I think one of you guys said the general, one of those generals is going to come up and put a bullet in that guy's head.
Yeah, that was my suggestion. If that doesn't happen within the next week, I'll be surprised.
I would be very surprised as well.
All right, so, Dan, anyway, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Great advice. Helping out by helping at the border to help people who managed to escape from Venezuela into Colombia. And it reminds me of a news story from within the last couple of years. There was one time where Maduro allowed the people from Venezuela to go into Colombia for a shopping day.
Mm-hmm.
He literally opened up the border because, well, he must have known that they can't eat by buying things in Venezuela. So he let them go into Colombia where there was, you know, food aplenty. All kinds of, you know, things were available, and many vendors were there and happy to, you know, to help them. And, of course, about, I think, tens of thousands of people, maybe even 100,000 or so, like, crossed the border. There was a lot of people who went over on this weekend, basically, where they opened it up. And a good 10,000 of them apparently, like, stayed.
Stayed. Never came back.
They didn't come back. But, you know, a lot of folks had to come back because they got family that were waiting on them to return with some actual food. So that that happened, and I don't know if it's happened since. Since then, he has implemented a border patrol. I suspect the reason is not to keep Colombians out of Venezuela, but to keep the Venezuelans from leaving Venezuela in that particular case, because, you know, no one wants to come into Venezuela. No one's sane. Nobody, you know, you're not going to make any money for the most part. So anyway, that's there's more to say here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. We continue with Jaden on the line on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Go ahead, Jaden.
Hi, I called in yesterday.
Yes, sir.
And I was talking about my experiences on the Chicago Project, and I just wanted to tell a story.
Sure.
My friend.
We're here. Go ahead.
So he was walking home from church. He's a pretty religious Baptist guy, and he...
Video, it's not going to work. It's not ever going to work, because we've got technology on our side.
You were so ready for that. I saw you. You were
totally ready. Too bad, too, because last night he actually had a real sounding call. So, that doesn't work, bro. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, that's 855-450-3733. If you want to get on the actual radio, you can't say things that can't be broadcast on the radio. Because if you do say things that can't be broadcast on the radio, we will use the magic of what they call the dump machine, where we can literally make time disappear. So we just made what you said never make it to any of our radio affiliates. The people watching on Twitch, however many of them there are, they heard it. Okay, so congratulations. You just got heard by whatever, you know, two dozen. Let's see, how many people do we actually have on Twitch here? I'm just curious. It's always interesting to see what kind of statistics we have over there. By the way, Twitch is, 13, so just over a dozen, which probably includes him. So, and I know he's got at least a few buddies who are now calling in on the other line, so that's probably a good, you know, third of our Twitch audience. So really, it was really only your friends who heard you say that. So,
and us.
Pretty much pointless.
And us, yeah.
So anyway, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. That's the point of the show. We got more on Venezuela, plus, let's see, Laurel, you've got a story about GMOs. This is an issue that we haven't talked about on Free Talk Live in a while. Hmm. It's one that gets some people pretty riled up because they feel very strongly about, well, what they put in their body. So are these GMOs dangerous? What do people think about them? We'll share that coming up with you in hour two. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.